All right, I'm talking to Chris DJ DeJoseph. Going to be a great talk. It's all about Lucha Underground. Season 4 is coming back. So first off, what are you thinking about that, man? Must be pretty exciting. Bit of a relief, eh?
Yeah, it's a big relief. It was a great announcement. I was waiting for it for quite some time, and excited that it finally happened a few days ago. It's exciting to be back doing Lucha Underground.
Yeah, and with you being so close to the project, I imagine the excitement is just, you know, that much more. But I'm just curious as to, you know, what it looks like for you guys now in terms of, like, the, you know, pre-production sort of process. Like, how is – because I saw the production actually gets rolling in 2018. But what do the pre-production stages look like right now for you?
Well, I'm still waiting for some information. But for me, it's going to be kind of figuring out our storylines, our scripts of my team. We have, we have to rebuild the set. We have to do a lot of different things. We have, current talent, new talent. We have, there's just so much to be done and, so little time.
Yeah, for sure. And I was kind of curious because it seems like a lot of the stories that were coming out about Lucha Underground was that there were certain monetary roadblocks. So, you know, will there be a sort of scaled down production for this coming season? And if so, how will that reflect in the overall aesthetic and presentation?
I mean, I think we're going to do our best to try to keep the presentation exactly as is without having to change that too much. So I wouldn't expect too much to change, or at least not much that anybody would notice on screen, I hope.
No, and you were talking about some of the newer talent and some of the changes in regards to the roster. I noticed Johnny Mundo in the comeback promo there, and he's been obviously affiliated with Impact, the main event of their biggest show. So I'm kind of wondering, within the promo, he voiced a desire to go after the Lucha Underground title. So is he contractually bound to Lucha Underground for this coming season?
Well, he's going to be on Lucha Underground season 4, so yeah.
No, I was just wondering because, like, you see him in, I guess that's indicative of the current wrestling environment, though. You can be in, you know, multiple organizations like that, eh?
Yeah, I think that's something that he has worked out. I'm not really, I don't know all the details of everybody's contracts and stuff like that. I pretty much just handle the creative from that point. But, yeah, I've known that John was going to be a part of season 4 for a long time, so.
Well, no, that's good to see. I mean, it's definitely fun to watch him on there with Worldwide Underground.
Yeah, I mean, for me, Lucha Underground is its own little universe, and I think, like, it's not necessarily the world of Impact or the world of Ring of Honor or the world of WWE. It's its own little universe. So to me, it is what it is. I think it's great that that guys have had the opportunity to work other places as well. So, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and I mean, there's certain opportunities you guys have had, you know, back and forth with AAA in the past. I'm wondering if the ties are going to be maintained with AAA going forward. It seems like there's some controversy with certain talents there.
Oh, 100% will keep the ties with AAA. AAA is a major partner in Lucha Underground, and they're not going anywhere. We're 100% behind them, and they're 100% behind us.
Yeah, the only reason I bring it up, though, I would kind of be remiss if I didn't mention it, because I saw certain talent like Pentagon Dark and Phoenix were kind of having issues with AAA, so I didn't know if that would maybe play into what Lucha's doing. But it's good to hear that that's not the case, because Lucha's a good platform for certain talent who don't follow Lucha Libre as closely. They can see these great luchadors coming through, so that's good to hear.
Yeah, like I said, it's a different universe and a different show and. Lucha Underground is Lucha Underground. AAA is AAA. It's not like one and the same.
Yeah, for sure. And it seems like Prince Puma is on his way to maybe another promotion. It seems like the WWE talk's been there. Is Rey Mysterio going to be coming back? Because he seems to be another talent where...
Again, I don't know the status of people's contracts. That's something that I don't deal with, but it would be cool to have him back.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, I mean, there's certain talents that, you know, very well could pop up, which kind of makes the whole landscape fun. I mean, a certain talent like Emma, you know what I mean? Like, once their no-compete clause is done, maybe they pop up in Lucha Underground. But that's kind of the environment I was touching on before, where these promotions are different worlds, and it seems like talent more so have that independent contractor tag now than ever, you know, prior, just by virtue of them jumping back and forth between all these promotions. Makes it fun for the fans.
Yeah, in a way, it's kind of like the territories have come back in a way. So
yeah,
it's kind of cool. I think it's kind of cool, and you know, people get different coats of paint in each place they go. And hey, as far as I'm concerned, the more work and the more chances that these talents have a chance to go out there and perfect their craft and to go out there and make money, I'm all for it.
Yeah, for sure. And it seemed like for a lot of Lucha Underground fans, they were really excited with, well, a lot of the developments with Ultima Lucha Tres, but one of them I noticed was Pentagon Dark finally winning the belt. I mean, not just that aspect of him actually winning, but the big surprise factor that came forward and it resulting in, you know, Puma being gone from the promotion there. So how's the reaction been from what you've seen to, you know, Pentagon winning the belt? Just a lot of fan excitement?
Oh, yeah, lots of excitement. Some people are like, oh, it should have happened sooner. Some people were happy when it happened, but it happened when it did, and I'm happy about it. And, you know, like you said at the end of Ultima Lucha Trace, the temple is now Pentagon. So it should make for an interesting season 4, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, is there going to be more of that occult sort of backstage kind of vibe with guys like Vampiro and, you know, Pentagon going forward? Because it seems like those two are back together in a sort of, like, mentor and student kind of dynamic based on how Ultima Lucha Trace unfurled there at the end.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to give away any spoilers of what's going to happen, but I will say
I
do think that the stories will continue and you'll learn new things about new characters and find new questions to be asked and new things and other things will be answered. So it's going to be a lot of fun and we can't wait to get started.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the talents too, I guess I kind of wanted to touch on a little bit too. I mean, I was curious with the whole situation with Sexy Star there and the incident at Triple Mania with Rosemary. Okay. Was it uncomfortable? And obviously Lucha Underground is shot way in advance, so you guys couldn't account for this at all. But, you know, was it kind of uncomfortable, though, having Sexy Star featured so prominently on this program, even though, like I said, already had been taped beforehand, but still, was there that sort of uncomfortability?
I mean, not for me. I mean, we taped it beforehand, and, you know, I didn't feel uncomfortable. I know some people did. It is what it is. The TV show, it was recorded, and there's nothing that could have been done about it. The shows were already cut, so it's not like we could change anything. So.
That's the thing too.
I'm concerned about the story I'm concerned about the story that we're telling on the TV show, and I think that that came off the best way possible.
Yeah, no, sure.
What happens in the outside world and politics and all that other crap? It didn't affect Lucha Underground season 3. Lucha Underground season 3 stands on its own and is its own thing. So yeah, I wasn't uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, that's cool, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm trying to get, like, clickbait-type headlines or whatever, but I was remiss if I didn't, you know, bring it up a little bit, but you articulated on the major stories and the world that's been created in Lucha Underground, and I know myself, I've been caught up in what happened with Dario Cueto at the end there, so I imagine there's a lot of fan curiosity, people reaching out to you on Twitter and stuff like that, echoing similar sentiments, eh?
Yeah, everybody wants to know what's the fate of Dario Cueto, and they will find out. Season 4.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, because the way it was set up, it's like maybe when it comes back to the fourth season, there could be some sort of, you know, interim kind of leader. Maybe like when, you know, Katrina was ruling the temple for a little bit. So obviously you're not going to give away a spoiler, but maybe something like that could take place and is a big comeback from Dario, eh?
Well, I mean, I think Agent Winter said, there's new management, but Dario also made a phone call before after he was shot, so that person can come into play as well.
And he's got powerful friends. He's got friends in high places there, like that ominous guy in the limousine there too. I mean, that's another bit of intrigue there.
Yeah, I think there's lots of different things that are all going to kind of culminate and start to reveal themselves on season 4.
So was there that nervousness then, in a way, because it seems like the story that you're trying to tell, it seems like it's you know, still building to a crescendo, you know, like the head of the police force has certain ties to Katrina. There's like this nebulous kind of supernatural vibe with the whole thing. And it seems like you're trying to really get that big payoff to the fans, though. So was there a certain nervousness in thinking, oh, God, are we going to get a fourth season? Are we going to be able to tell this story and have it pop off as we want to?
I mean, yeah, it is. But if I, you know, you hope that you're going to get 10 seasons of Bleach Underground, or you always hope that we'll be able to finish the stories the best we can and tell the best story. So I wasn't too concerned that there would be a fourth season. It did depend on when it was going to be. I never thought that having another season would be in any jeopardy of that.
Yeah, it's just a matter of like when it happens versus like if it's
I mean, we did two seasons back to back last year or a year ago, and it was a lot, and all that stuff we had to kind of see through edit and everything like that. So I mean, at the end of the day, we did a lot in a little amount of time, as opposed to where we shot the first season, we were shooting like one episode a weekend and or two episodes a weekend, and we're kind of going slow to get through that 39. Where we did season two and like four episodes a weekend, and then season three we did them four and a half episodes a weekend. So it was or five episodes a weekend, pretty much. It really kind of we pushed ourselves pretty hard.
Yeah, and I mean, that work ethic really showing the fact you guys have aired over 100 episodes now. So how satisfying was that to, you know, reach that sort of mark? Obviously, you want to go far beyond that and get the most episodes out possible, but was it satisfying to, you know, get to the big 100 there?
Yeah, I almost didn't even believe it when we realized it was coming up. We're like, oh my gosh, wow, we've done 100 episodes of this. So hopefully 200 comes just like the same way. So I'd be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, and you guys have been doing some out-of-the-box stuff, mm-hmm. I think, like hosting a live event at the South by Southwest Film Festival there, but also that theatrical screening where it was in 4DX technology.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that specific 4DX experience there? It sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it was cool. We had a bunch of fans that come and watch. We had some media there and some of the talent and producers, and we all kind of sat and watched Lucha Underground on the big screen as your chair was kind of moving and going crazy, and every time you know somebody got slammed or a Hurricane Rana, like you felt it and even kind of moved around. I think some people actually got like car sick during it, but it was fun. You know, you get sprayed with water, you get like for some reason like something kept just jabbing me in the back all the time. I felt like I was like getting kidney shots all the time, It was a lot of fun, and I think that the fans had a really great time. It was the first time a TV show has been broadcast or has been featured in 4DX, so that was pretty cool.
I was gonna say, hopefully, guys, you weren't watching that kill shot in Dante Fox match there. Wouldn't want you feeling those bumps there.
Yeah, so we were joking before. You know, you get hit with glass while you're doing 4DX.
Yeah.
Instead of water, you get shot with blood. But yeah, it was really fun, and everybody had a great time.
I thought it was interesting, though, because it speaks to the cinematic vibe that Lucha Underground goes for. I mean, other wrestling promotions kind of go for that, but you guys really push it out there in an altogether different way, and like you articulated, their first TV show to really try out this experience, and the believers who showed up there must have been ecstatic, I would think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, Lucha Underground, you know, the cinematic part of it is, I think where we have a one-up is that we have Robert Rodriguez as an executive producer on the show. So I think that really, it kind of gives us the advantage for, you know, anybody who's trying to do it. You know, we have the best of the best. So it's been awesome.
Yeah, and I've seen certain talents reach out to you on social media, too, to, you know, articulate they want to participate in Lucha Underground. Like, I saw Mordecai who was tweeting at you about that, talking about how maybe Marty the Moth needs a brother. So it's cool that people in the wrestling community are, like, you know, coming out to you and being, oh, yeah, get me on board. I want to get in the storyline, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many people that have contacted me about it. It's cool. I've been friends with Kevin for a long time, so I thought that was cool of him to reach out, he's always been a good friend of mine. So I think he was, I think everybody is open. You wouldn't believe some of the people who have reached out to me that want to even do just a cameo or something on the show. So it's kind of become this kind of cool, hip, crazy, like, indie kind of crazy world that people want to get to sink their teeth into and get their claws in. Even if it's just a small role, or like I've had people come up to me and they want to get killed on Lucha Underground or, yeah. it's kind of fun. It's really fun place to work and a fun show to make.
Yeah, and you're talking about all these people who are reaching out to you, and I know you're talking about you don't deal with things like contracts necessarily, but are there any workers out there nowadays that are really catching your eye for the upcoming season? Like, oh, I would love to have, so-and-so.
Oh, I mean, yeah, for sure. I'm not going to say it because I've said this before. The moment I say it, I feel like they might get swooped up, by somebody
else. You don't
want
to jinx it.
I would rather not do that, but I think we always have our eye on talent. As far as, like, the contract's concerned, like, as far as, like, picking out talent, I definitely have a say in the numbers of our roster. I just, as far as, like, the numbers and the contracts and the details, that's just, like, that's for somebody who's way smarter than me.
No, I love the self-deprecating kind of a nature to all that, though. But I mean, you try to have fun with it and everything. I mean, I saw you were doing the Psycho Randy yoga there the other day. I think Matt Cross was sharing that around a little bit. So you do keep it fun, lighthearted, and all that.
Oh yeah. We have a good time. So yeah.
No, but another match that was really, catching my eye from Ultima Lucha Trace there, just all throughout the series there, was the 5-0 street fight. And particularly one of the reasons I thought that was interesting is the thing with Lucha Underground is it seems like each character pretty much has, like, their own engaging storyline. It kind of reminds me of the Attitude Era in a way, where it's like, even if it's, like, the talent that's, opening the card sort of thing, they still have, like, a tangible storyline going on. There's a character there, and you engage with it. So it was cool to see, Joey Ryan and Cortez Castro go at it in a match like that that was meaningful and, did have a story and did have consequence in that blow-off match there.
Yeah, that is something that, to me, in my experience, being a fan of wrestling and working in wrestling and being on the creative end of it, it's just something that I always felt was important, is that every character has some importance and some kind of story in the show. To not just have a match on TV that doesn't have any stakes or consequences for these characters, and to give everybody a little bit of an opportunity to shine, eventually you have situations then where the audience then cares about all these different characters, so you can interchange the main event. I think you really set yourself up for success by doing that. And I had some experiences, at least in my time at WWE, where it was like, okay, we're going to only focus on six talent on the roster, and those are the important guys to get over. And really, the other storylines where nobody really cares about, so don't worry too much about those. and that always drove me crazy, that kind of attitude about it, because especially since, like you pointed out, the Attitude Era, like that was something that everybody had a storyline, and I think that they kind of lost that, and that's something that to me I think is important, and I think it helps create a successful story and a successful show when you care about all the characters and they're just not there just to be there for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, because it helps out when you do certain, comebacks and stuff like that. Like when King Cuerno had the big comeback there, I mean, he wasn't on TV for a fair bit, but he was so established and the fans knew who he was and they were invested. And like, oh, King Cuerno's back. He's gonna be bringing the taxidermied animal heads around again. Yeah.
Yes. So that's another exciting moment. But yeah, I think that the more you get to flesh out these characters, the more the audience becomes invested in them, and the more they care about them, and the more they care about the outcomes of their matches. So, yeah, it sounds very simple, but it's weird that not everybody can do that or tries to do that, because I think that to me is better from the fans. I mean, I want to like all the characters and hate some of the characters and like some of the characters. Like, I want to be invested in them, and I think that really helps where everybody has something.
Yeah, no, it's almost like weird for me to articulate that thought, just like all the wrestling I've seen throughout my life. But it has sort of been an odd afterthought in some sort of way. Like even the Rabbit Tribe storyline with Masquerita Sagrada, like that's another one that's been fun to follow too.
Yeah, those guys are just so crazy. And you know, I think they add a little bit. You know, there's so much drama and so much craziness and so much kind of seriousness going on in the temple and some serious storylines. We think that they really added to kind of add a little bit of fun make the show a little bit more well-rounded.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of new facets that Lucha Underground brings to the table. I articulated on that a lot in the prior interview that we did, which people can check out on Liberty Multimedia's YouTube. But I mean, a lot of the new stuff, a lot of the new factors brought to the table, but also it adheres to a lot of core kind of like wrestling traditions that really, really work. Like, you know, Marty the Moth taking on Phoenix in a mask versus hair match. Like that's a classic wrestling standard, but it worked so well for the type of program they were having. But also you see a match like Ivelisse versus Katrina, and it's pushing these, you know, newer things we didn't necessarily see on this sort of platform, you know, like the blood and broken bottles and stuff like that. So it's like the perfect confluence of the old and the new.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, we try to take all the best things that we love about wrestling and even some of the older things that weren't so good, and we try to improve on them whenever we get a chance. And I mean, when you have a roster with the amount of talent that we have, it's hard not to go out there and tell great stories and have amazing action. They really have just shined, and it's just an amazing group of people, and the crew, and from everybody there, when we're making Lucha Underground, it may sound kind of annoying or cliche, but it's like a family, and it's a lot, and everybody's on each other's side, and everybody's helping everybody to try to make the best thing possible. And I think we kind of set for that in the very beginning, that we want to be different, but we didn't want wanted to be different, but we didn't want to force somebody to be somebody who they aren't, or, you know, we wanted to be able to kind of push the boundaries a little bit, and I think we've done that.
Yeah, I think so as well, but I also wanted to talk about the Netflix situation, because when we last spoke, it was just before that all started rolling, so I was wondering, has it panned out as maybe you guys expected it to? Has there been a large influx of non-wrestling fans? What are your thoughts on the Netflix situation with Lucha?
I mean, I think the Netflix thing is cool. I think it really helped get Lucha out there to people who haven't. I don't know if it's as easy to find as I thought it might be when we first did it, but I think it's definitely, I mean, I've received comments from people or seen things from people who've been, feels like to this day, like, oh, I just discovered this cool show on Netflix called Lucha Underground, or,
yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's helpful. I don't know if Netflix shares their numbers on how they do things. They're very secretive about those things, so I don't really know the details of how it performs on there, but I think it's definitely opened the door to new viewers, and it's, people have kind of discovered it and found it, and it's kind of cool. It's a perfect show for it because, you know, it's very bingeable. I guess that's even a word.
No, you mean, though, it's got that, like, Stranger Things kind of vibe to it in certain ways, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like we try to always have big cliffhangers and things like that. So, and plus, it's only an hour long, so, you know, it flies by, and the next thing you know, you're like, oh, I got to watch another one. I watch another one. And then before you know it, you've been up all night watching Lucha Underground.
Yeah. No, it's just kind of curious, though. Do you feel like a platform like Netflix would provide you with some sort of metrics or like a breakdown of certain demographics that are coming in or things like that, just so you can optimize, you know, what you're doing and everything? But no,
I'm not sure. I don't know how open they are with sharing information. Some stuff they do, but yeah, I haven't been really informed of any of that. I'm just going to keep making the show the way we do it.
No, that's all we can hope for is Lucha Underground fans, though the believers have been enjoying it so far. But, you know, in regards to season 4 and everything coming up, definitely a lot of excitement. But you've been really great with your time. Is there anything you wanted to add as we're wrapping up in regards to, you know, what's going on with the future of Lucha Underground?
Well, yeah, I think the future is bright for Lucha Underground. It's going to be fun. Season 4 is going to be awesome. When we start doing tapings, if anybody out there has a chance, try to come to a taping and get to see it live in person. it's going to be really cool. We have a lot of things up our sleeve and a lot of cool plans, and we'll definitely keep the surprises rolling in season four.
Definitely would want to go live to the temple then. See Dario Cueto talking about a unique opportunity. Definitely on my bucket list at some point.
Yeah, it should be. It should be on everybody's bucket list just to be in the presence of El Jefe.
But yeah, looking forward to that upcoming season. Yeah, there's a lot of fun there, and you've been really great with your time, and great having you on, man. Thanks for coming back on.
No problem. Anytime.
All right, great talk with Chris, DJ DeJoseph. All the best with Lucha Underground, and also enjoy the rest of your day, man. Thanks again.
Okay.